Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, October the 24th. Two topics today. We're going to talk about composting and also the Fulton State Hospital Foundation. But let's start first of all with Andrea Shelton. Good to have you here, Andrea. Composting, that's important to helping reduce waste in the landfill.
Yes,
right?
It is. And, you know, we want to reduce food waste also. So, you know, fall is here. You're cutting back your perennials. You're cleaning up your vegetable garden and your yard is full of leaves. Great time to compost.
Yeah. And you can get one of those big compost bins.
Yes.
Now, does the city still offer those?
We still offer those. You know, we have a class that's coming up on November the 20th. This is Saturday. Oh, gosh, mm-hmm. November the 10th. I'm sorry.
November 10th.
November
okay.
10th. This is Saturday at 10 a.m. The class is free. It's taught by a compost expert. He's actually a master gardener. We also offer the compost bins for $20.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase
that's
the compost
those big plastic
bins. The big plastic bins made from completely recycled materials.
Yeah. Now, I've got one of those big plastic bins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I live out in the country, and what I compost in there are the leaves, because I have discovered that if I try to compost food scraps, they don't get composted. It gets opened up, turned over by the raccoons.
Well, okay. Does yours have a secure lid on it? Or is
yes,
it getting a
but
little...
the little raccoons are very intelligent.
Yeah, they are handy.
They are very,
they have
very
that opposable
intelligent.
Thumb. Yeah.
more than one time, my big compost bin has been opened up and robbed by the raccoons.
Well, I back up to a creek, and, you know, I have critters in my yard, too. But I compost. They're not as smart as yours are. They're not getting in my compost
now, what
bin
I, I was starting to compost the leaves and the branches and stuff. And is it true you're supposed to put a little bit of nitrogen fertilizer in there and wet it down and stir it around like soup to make it compost better?
You don't necessarily have to put the nitrogen fertilizer in there, but it does need to be a certain moisture.
Yeah.
Like if it's drenching wet, that's too wet.
Yeah.
If it's crumbly, it's too dry. It's
but you're
going to
explain all of this at the class on November the 10th.
Yes, you'll walk away from the class with written materials that you can use if you have a problem. We have this compost wheel. So if you have a problem, you have a particular question, you turn the compost wheel, there's your answer. Yes, it is very.
The answer will be there.
The answer will be there, I promise. And the guy who teaches the class, he's awesome. His name is Steve Callis. He is a great, great instructor. People learn a lot from him.
Are you doing worm composting also?
Not at that particular class, but we do offer worm adoption. I know it's funny. You're going to start laughing.
No, because I did worm composting. You're not composting the worms. The worms are doing the composting. And I tried to...
We adopt out. We have worm bins that are available for adoption.
For adoption. And there, you can put the food scraps in
Correct.
There.
Correct. You put a small amount of food scraps in there, and this feeds the little red wigglers, and worms are really good for most gardens. They're worm composting.
Yeah,
so
they
clean up the dirt
and
really
you can
well.
Put newspaper in there, too.
Newspaper, any kind of cellulose material, and newspaper is great, and any kind of food scraps, like mostly vegetable scraps or fruit scraps.
Right. So are you adopting worms out then?
We're not doing it that particular day, but you can. Any classroom or any individual can actually come and adopt a bin, and it's full of worms. Yes.
Okay.
And they're castings.
And you take good care of the worms. And then do you keep them for life, or do you have to, you don't have to return them?
You return a portion of them. We allow you to keep, you know, because they are continually multiplying in this bin. So we allow you to keep a portion of them, and then you bring the bin itself back to us.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. And you name each one of them. If you want more information about the worm composting or just composting in general, the worm composting would be a nice project for kids at school.
Oh, my gosh. The elementary schools in Columbia Public Schools love it. They've taken part in this program for probably about the last 5 years.
So what do they do if you want more information?
Call me, 874-6271.
Okay.
And our compost class, so you don't have to register. You can just show
up.
It's at our Cape and Park outdoor classroom.
That will be on Saturday, November the 10th?
Yes.
And you will be there?
I will be there.
Handing out 8x10 glossy photos.
I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, you're not? Andrea, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
November the 10th, the compost class. All right? That's good information for everybody. Now we turn to Charlie Riley, Fulton State Hospital Foundation. Welcome, Charlie.
Thank you.
Last time you were on, you were talking about the Bluegrass Festival.
Yes.
How'd that go?
It was an overwhelming success. We had over 1,000 people there, which is remarkable. And the festival not only allows people to enjoy the music and the barbecue, and the music is exceptional, but they also can get to learn something about the hospital, become acquainted with the hospital, become acquainted with mental illness and treatment of mental illness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they know that it's something other than just those buildings out at the end of Fifth Street in Fulton.
In Fulton. Well, tell me about the Hospital Foundation. You wanted to get some information across about that.
Yes. The Hospital Foundation was organized about 7 years ago. And the purpose of it, a social worker came to talk to me about it and said, Fulton State Hospital is the only hospital that does not have some form of endowment. So we organized this 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, and the assets of this corporation are unique from the other hospitals because the state has no control over them. The state does not have any say in the what we do with it, and the corporation was formed to provide benefits to the patients and to the staff, which could not be supplied under the state budget.
Right. So it is something that is really serving everyone that is associated with the Fulton State Hospital, whether you're a patient there or whether you're employed by it.
That's true. And the hospital is the largest employer in Callaway County.
Okay.
And therefore, what benefits the staff and the patients also benefits the
Callaway
community.
County. Yes, yes, that's true. If people want to find out more about the Fulton State Hospital Foundation or if they want to get involved with it, what can they do?
The website is www.FultonStateHospitalFoundation.com.
Okay, so it's www.FultonStateHospital, spelled out, foundation.
Yes.
No space in between,
nope.
All one thing.
All one.
Dot what? Is it org or com?
Oh, my Lord. Let's say it is com.
You think it's com?
Hey, you would know better than
I. It probably would be org, but I'll tell you what. Okay. Why don't you try both just to be sure? Or maybe you can Google it. Just Google.
Yeah.
Go to Google and Google Fulton State Hospital Foundation, and there you'll get the right address. And you'll have all the information that you need.
It will.
Charlie, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, it's our pleasure, and best of luck. Continued success with that.
Right.
Jennifer Flink on tomorrow, Boone County Museum and Galleries. Our program directed Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu.